for ad-free listening and exclusive episodes, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/bestdayyet.
Before we get started, I wanted to tell you about SuperNow. SuperNow is a platform for live, interactive kids' classes that make learning fun. SuperNow teaches social-emotional learning in their mood-boosting classes. Kids learn leadership skills, they build confidence, sharing opinions in front of a group, and they learn empathy from fellow super kids from all over the world and practice gratitude every single day. SuperNow nurtures positive character traits that help kids become happier and more resilient future grown-ups. Right now, SuperNow is offering Best Day Yet listeners an exclusive deal. Our listeners can join SuperNow for just $9 a month, and you will get your first week free with the code BESTDAYYET, all one word in capital letters, at supernow.com. It's just $9 a month, and you'll get your first week free with the code BESTDAYYET at supernow.com. Grownups, go to supernow.com and check it out. Now, on to the show. Hey, Best Day Yet listeners, it's Marjorie.
And Annie.
Someone recently left us a review. And in the review, they requested an episode about overcoming fear.
By the way, we love it when you do this.
And if you want to request an episode, go ahead and leave it in a review. And we'll try our best to make it for you. Fear can be a really big feeling. So if you are someone who is dealing with a lot of fear, there are people who are trained to help with big feelings. These people are called counselors or therapists, and they can really help. If you feel okay thinking a little bit about fear and practicing affirmations on the theme of fear, then keep listening. To make this episode, we thought all about fear.
We thought about all of the animals who teach us about being fearless.
We thought about grizzly bears.
And sharks.
We thought about honey badgers.
Honey badgers?
Oh yeah, honey badgers are brave.
And so are hyenas.
But all of those animals seem like they were born fearless. This listener asked for an episode about overcoming fears.
Or, in other words, learning to be a little less afraid.
And then I remembered, we have a pet who used to be very afraid.
Is it Mulberry?
No, it's not Mulberry. Mulberry has pretty much always been fearless, too.
Mulberry is our cat.
And we already did an episode about her. Kids listening, it's still available for everybody. After you listen to this, you could check it out. It's called Kittens Are Worthy of Respect. But the pet we are talking about today is a newer pet, and we've never done an episode about her before. Would you like to meet this new pet who was once afraid of pretty much everything?
Yeah!
Okay, I'll bring her in. But first, let's practice our deep belly breaths. When you're feeling anxious or afraid, it helps to slow down your breath. When you slow down your breath, it sends a signal to your body to relax.
So let's see how slow we can go.
Ready? Breathe in, 1, 2. Breathe out, 1, 2. Easy. When we're really feeling scared, we might be breathing that fast. Let's try 3. Ready? Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3.
Piece of cake.
Let's try 4. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4. Think we can do 5?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Phew, that was hard.
Did slowing down your breath make you feel a little more calm?
Totally. Are you ready to meet our pet?
Okay, I hear her scratching on the door to come inside. I'm going to let her in. Here she is.
Can you hear her smiling? And can you hear her tail wagging?
This is Lucy, and she's our family's dog. If she could see you, I'm sorry to say that she would definitely try to give your face a big lick. Because Lucy loves everyone, especially kids. But she wasn't always this way. I'm going to tell you a story about how we got Lucy, a dog who was once afraid of almost everything. And then I'm going to tell you how Lucy, just a regular golden retriever, overcame her fears. We got Lucy last spring. Do you know what a golden retriever is? They're those big, fluffy, blondish dogs that are always smiling. Lucy is one of those. And she was supposed to be a mama to lots and lots of golden retriever puppies. But her old owner found out that her hips were bad, so they decided to give her to our family so she could try out being a family dog. When we first got Lucy, she had just turned 2, and she'd spent those first 2 years of life, which is about 24 years in human years, living inside of a kennel. She had never been for a walk before. She hadn't really met any strangers before. She barely ever left her kennel, so she had a lot to learn. She'd never seen a lake, much less a wave. She'd hardly met strangers, much less kids who wanted to hug her.
Hi, Daddy.
She didn't know about being on a leash, much less cars or bikes or skateboards. For Lucy, all of these new things were terrifying. For many weeks after we brought Lucy home, she was completely rattled. She'd hide under our kitchen table and her whole body would shake. It took a long time for Lucy to grow brave. A lot of quiet days to rest and recharge. We told her, "You are safe. You are not alone." And we gave Lucy a lot of pets and hugs. And little by little, Lucy changed. She grew braver, not all at once, but a tiny bit every day. Lucy learned that for the most part, people are really nice, especially kids.
Hi, Daddy.
Lakes are a lot of fun, especially waves. And as long as she sticks by her mom's side, cars, bikes, and skateboards aren't going to hurt her. And now that you got to meet Lucy, you would never guess she went through so much fear and anxiety to become the happy, outgoing dog she is. Fear is a big feeling, and when fear visits, it can feel like the floor has dropped out from beneath your feet. And it can make you feel alone. But everyone feels afraid sometimes, even pets and animals. And just because you feel afraid sometimes doesn't mean that's who you are. Fear is a feeling, and feelings come and feelings go. Today's practice is about overcoming fear. We're going to guide you through some words you can practice anytime you are feeling fearful or worried. It helps to practice all of these tools while you're mostly calm, so that it's easier to do when you're feeling really afraid, sort of like a fire drill. As we say these affirmations, notice if one of them really helps. You can remember that phrase and say it to yourself anytime you need it. First, I'll tell them to you, and next, you can tell them to me. Ready? Set? Here we go. Feelings come and feelings go. It's all right. You're okay. You are safe. You are braver than your fear. Now you can repeat after me. You can say these words any way you feel comfortable. You can say them silently or out loud, or as always, you can yell them. Are you ready? Here we go. Feelings come and feelings go.
Feelings come and feelings go.
It's all right. I'm okay.
It's all right. I'm okay.
I am safe.
I am safe.
I am braver than my fear.
I am braver than my fear.
How did those words make you feel?
Like fear is not going to hold me back.
Find someone that you trust and tell them what is worrying you. It helps to let those fears out. Or time is up.
Hey, Lucy, did you like being on the podcast?
Kids listening, even thinking about fear takes a lot of bravery. Today, you were brave.
We are proud of you.
We see the smiling, playful, I just want to wag my tail all day, golden retriever in you.
And we wish you the best day yet.
Best Day Yet is written and recorded by me, Marjorie Storter. Benjamin Bauernfeind does our audio engineering. Today, we're giving a big shout out to Violet and Catherine from Gainesville, Florida. We're also giving a big shout out to Abby and Ollie Wurritson. Violet, Catherine, Abby, and Ollie, you are amazing. Grown-ups, your kids can get a shout out too by becoming super duper fans on Patreon at patreon.com/bestdayyet. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and sign up for your freebies at www.bestdayyetpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.